From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman reporting the Trump administration tries to get its travel ban order back. The fate of President Donald Trump's controversial order banning entry into the United States of individuals from seven Muslim-majority countries now rests with a federal appeals court in San Francisco. VOA's Richard Green has the story on the Trump administration's efforts to overturn a restraining order that temporarily halts the initiative.
The judges expressed skepticism about the positions taken by Justice Department Attorney August Flinge, who argued on behalf of the Trump administration.
These proceedings have been moving quite fast, and we're doing the best we can. I can cite...
You're saying that the proceedings are moving fast, but you appealed to us before you continued in the district court to develop the record. So why should we be hearing this now if it sounds like you're trying to say you're going to present other evidence later?
The judges also challenged arguments by Noah Purcell, the chief lawyer for the state of Washington, which filed a lawsuit against a travel ban along with Minnesota.
We are supposed to take your word for it, the fact that you make an allegation of the complaint and that equals likelihood of success? You don't really mean that, do you?
The three-court panel said it would issue a ruling as soon as possible. Richard Green, VOA News, Washington.
The U.S. Senate is expected to vote today or this evening to approve Senator Jeff Sessions as the nation's new attorney general. Republicans control the chamber and need only a simple majority in order to confirm President Donald Trump's appointee. Sessions has faced sharp opposition from Democrats who question his record on immigration and civil rights and who have suggested he is too close to Trump to put the rule of law ahead of politics. Republicans, however, defend Sessions, saying his long Senate career has shown his integrity. This is VOA News. Voting started today in Somalia's groundbreaking presidential election amid a security lockdown that has closed that capital's international airport and cleared major streets. Members of the upper and lower houses of the legislature dropped their ballots into clear boxes in the first round with 21 candidates for president. Fears of attacks by Islamic extremist group al-Shabaab have limited the election to the country's legislators, who were voting at a heavily guarded former Air Force base in the capital of Mogadishu. The voting is being streamed online. Rounds of voting are expected to narrow down the large field of candidates to a winner. One candidate dropped out Wednesday before the voting even started. The Horn of Africa nation is trying to put together its first fully functioning central government in 25 years. Two Israeli rights groups have asked that country's Supreme Court to overturn a newly adopted law legalizing settlements. It is a law retroactively legalizing many settlement outposts in the occupied territories that has drawn an angry reaction from the Palestinian Authority. Turkey's military says that Syrian rebel forces with Turkish support have taken control of strategic hills surrounding the Islamic State-held town of Al-Bab. The Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights, which monitors the war in Syria, said Turkish forces and allied rebels launched an operation late Tuesday and seized territory on the western outskirts of Al-Bab. The town is a key area in northern Syria that is increasingly becoming a focal point of the multi-party conflict. The Syrian government has long complained about Turkish activity in Syria, particularly since Turkey launched what it calls Operation Euphrates Shield in August. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan said the offensive was in response to a series of attacks in Turkey and that he wanted to end threats from terror groups that included Islamic State and the Syrian Kurdish fighters. China says it's drafting policies to attract Taiwanese to live and work on the mainland amid a deepening political standoff between the sides. The cabinet's Taiwan Affairs Office said Wednesday that residents of the self-governing island democracy will be offered incentives in employment, education, and government benefits. A spokesman said the measures aim to boost economic and social integration between the sides. Beijing froze diplomatic contacts with Taiwan in June over Taiwanese President Tsai Ing-wen's refusal to endorse the concept of a single Chinese nation. Since then, Beijing has been increasing diplomatic and economic pressure on the island it claims as its own. More at voanews.com. I'm Ira Melman.
That's the latest world news from VOA.